Buttermilk, written by Yakka and read by Sunkitten Shash. An Only Friends Boston Nick fic, rated explicit. Additional tags: ficlit, established relationship, sexual content. Summary: not pics. The end. On the one hand, Nick's easy to pose. He's the most pliant partner Boston could ever ask for. He goes wherever Boston asks, lies there just like Boston likes, goes limp in Boston's arms if Boston wants to adjust him. There's absolutely no pushback. Even after everything they've been through, all the promises Boston's made to treat Nick well, and Nick's insistence that he'll demand it, he's ultimately putty in Boston's hands. He's so eager to please. He doesn't just obey Boston's every bedroom whim, but he smiles tentatively while doing it, like the thing that gets him going most is just making Boston happy. On the other hand, Nick's difficult to pose, because he looks equally delectable in every option. Boston's damn lucky and knows it. He's gentle with Nick's body, treats it like more than just another model. He moves Nick with purpose and explains each new position, promises each time, "You look beautiful, baby." Then Nick will light up, shoulders rising, but he fights the urge to duck his head into them and hide his blush, because he knows that Boston likes his handsome face in the frame. When he does well like that, Boston pets his cheek and purrs, "Thank you," or "Great job," or even "Good boy." Then Nick visibly melts, and Boston snaps a smoldering picture. He's accumulated more pictures of Nick than every other model combined, but he still thinks of new configurations. He has a specific shot in mind for the night, but keeps getting distracted. The new diamond earrings he bought Nick catch in the dim light. He looks especially scrumptious after dark. Boston brushes a few dark strands away from Nick's ear and takes another picture. Nick's lying on his stomach, cheek cushioned in the pillow, and there's nothing scandalous yet. He's completely naked, but before Boston aims the lens down his lean body, there's always that reassurance. Boston checks. "Can I go lower?" Nick nods without hesitation. He peers up at Boston over his shoulder, akin to a loyal puppy, newly trained, keen to demonstrate its submission. Boston's grinning like a ravenous wolf in breeding season, and clarifies, "Much lower? Really raunchy ones. The kind that you'd kill me over if they ever leaked." Nick nods again and breathes, "I trust you." It actually makes Boston's heart skip a beat. He worked hard to earn that trust, and it still doesn't feel real. The gratitude must show on his face, because Nick's pert lips stretch into a wider grin. Boston can't resist. He leans down to press a warm kiss against Nick's temple. He doesn't dare peck those rosy red lips, because that'll devolve into more, and he won't get the specific shot he's been thinking of for days. As he rises again, sitting on the mattress next to his beloved boyfriend, he reminds Nick, "You're the best." Nick always responds well to praise. He smiles so hard that his dimples warrant another picture. But he also snorts. "You probably say that to all your models." "Not true." Boston reminds him, "You're the only one I do nude anymore, outside the studio." And those are purely professional, with an assistant around and a robe at the ready. Nick's the only one he still fucks first, but for once, it's past dinner and he hasn't fucked Nick since breakfast. And that was more making love. He never used to do that. Now he enjoys facing Nick, sliding into his silky channel, and slowly grinding into him for as long as possible, staying in missionary and just staring into his eyes. The old Boston would have found that boring. He still enjoys wild, crazed sex, still loves test-running Nick through every new kink he can find, but he savors loving sex, too. Nick bites his bottom lip and glances away, blushing adorably, maybe thinking the same thing. He always looks so happy when Boston makes love to him. Boston's always had a reputation for being fantastic in the bedroom, but he didn't know he could make someone feel that good. It's so much more rewarding than random hookups. Nick's just special. Boston leans back and snaps a few more regular shots, just for the memory, and because every picture with Nick turns out well. Then Boston crawls down the bed, around Nick's legs. His knees are pressed into the duvet, and he shivers when Boston's hand slips around the back of one. Boston guides Nick's legs open, spreading him wide enough to sit between. Nick murmurs, "Don't you have enough shots of that?" Boston could publish a book with just pictures of Nick's rear end, and it would be a bestseller. He'd get fan mail daily begging for Nick's number, because no one could look at that plump ass and not want to relentlessly fuck it. But Boston's the only one who can. They're exclusive. He's changed his tune on the value of that. Choom says he's finally grown up, but he thinks it was more Nick than age. He's whipped. He thinks about whipping that ripe rear, turning it a lovely shade of scarlet, covering it with handprints, prying Nick's taut ass cheeks apart. His brain spirals into accessories for the next shoot. He still needs to try putting Nick in panties, or stockings with a garter, or maybe some shibari with a line of rope between his cheeks. It takes effort for Boston to pull himself back, remember the simple shot he wants, and also keep up with the conversation. "I can never have enough of you." He reaches out to slap one cheek. It jiggles, eliciting a harsh gasp, and Boston swiftly smacks the other to keep the same color. They're tight enough to pinch together, but the further Boston nudges his thighs apart, the more the crack at the bottom opens up. There's a little peek at his puckered asshole on the dark perineum beneath. Boston focuses his camera in on that and adds, "Besides, I want close-ups of every part of your perfect body." The camera's heavy, but he manages to keep it steady with one hand, the other reaching down to trace Nick's firm buttocks. He can hear Nick's breath catch, see the way Nick's thighs tense. Boston's hand curves down, over his most sensitive area, and slips under to cup Nick's warm package. Nick makes a choked noise. Boston glances back to see his knuckles white around a fistful of pillow. He's peeking over his shoulder at Boston. So cute. Boston maintains eye contact as he tenderly pulls Nick's balls back. He slides them across the mattress, all the way up against the bottom of Nick's cheeks, and leaves them cushioned there. They're small, tight, but bulge out in that position, made rounder by it. Nick sounds a little incredulous when he asks, "Are you taking pictures of my balls?" Boston answers, "Yeah," without any shame. It seems about time. He's got a whole collection of Nick's pretty cock, from soft to fully hard, fresh out of the shower, dry and clean, sweat slicked after sex and leaking seed everywhere. And he has even more of Nick's asshole, from tightly closed to gaping open, stretched around Boston's fingers or various toys, or just leaking lube in Boston's cum. It only makes sense to get a few candid shots of the prize between those two destinations. Nick clearly doesn't get it, so Boston slaps his ass harder, catching both cheeks, and orders, "Hey, don't judge me." Nick winces and bites his bottom lip, which Boston knows means he's stifling a moan. "I can't help it if I get a new fixation every time I look at you." Nick's particularly delicious when he blushes. He looks flattered but unconvinced and mumbles, "Okay, but that's not exactly my most glamorous body part." Boston disagrees. If anything, Nick's got an unreasonably attractive sack. He aims the camera down at it, over the little pink hump, lightly textured with only a hint of peach fuzz. Zooming in, Boston mutters, "Looks great from this angle." He snaps a picture, shifts a bit, snaps another, and again. He knows it's an unusual request, and maybe a bit awkward for Nick, lying there with Boston manhandling his scrotum and shining the spotlight on it. It's not just that. The whole area, Nick's open thighs, his cheeks, his hole, all his most vulnerable, intimate parts. The fact that it's such a private area makes it all the hotter, makes Boston treasure it more. He takes photo after photo, slightly nudging Nick's sack in between, trying different angles, and then reaches under again and takes hold of Nick's cock. Nick makes an inhuman noise, but clearly fights not to move. Boston pulls it back, places it the other way on the blankets, pointing down towards his feet. It's not as soft as it should be, so Boston tries not to touch it too much. This was supposed to be a casual shoot of Nick's body at rest. But Boston inevitably touches it a few times anyway. He likes to vary up the shots. Nick's compliant through all of it, lets Boston have carte blanche to fondle him. Nick doesn't protest, but he does start squirming. His legs twitch, ass occasionally dimpling when he flexes. His skin's a little cold, at least compared to Boston, but Boston's fully clothed. He takes in those signs and can't help worrying, because he knows Nick would do anything for him, take anything from him, despite a self-love speech to the contrary, and he never wants to take advantage of that again. He pauses to check. "Are you uncomfortable?" No pet name or purr, just the serious question. Nick shakes his head, but he's looking away again, hiding his face in the pillow. He could be gritting his teeth. He could be cramping up, or the embarrassment could be getting to him. Frowning, Boston pushes against the small of Nick's back. Nick still doesn't look around and insists, "It's fine. I support your photography. You can take all the pictures you want." Boston's mouth twists up. Any other time, that'd be such a sweet thing to say. In the context of, is Nick uncomfortable, the last thing he wants to hear is Nick's unwavering devotion. Because he knows Nick's stubborn and won't admit the truth otherwise, Boston uses what he has at his disposal. He drops his hand to cup Nick's sack. His fingers wrap around it, squeezing it lightly, and Nick gasps, arching up like he's been electrified. Boston sets the camera down and leans over him, ordering, "Hey, tell me the truth." He even adds, "Or else," and tilts his hand, like he might twist Nick's precious balls, even though he'd never actually do it hard enough to hurt. Nick glances sheepishly back. He's chewing his bottom lip again. Boston gives a gentle tug. Nick whines loudly, lewdly, irresistible. He takes a shaky breath and admits, "Okay, I'm totally uncomfortable. How am I supposed to have you staring at my asshole that long without wanting you to fuck it open?" Boston pauses. Nick buries his face in the pillow, groaning, and muffles out a pleading, "Can you fuck me now? Please?" Boston loves Nick to death. He laughs, letting go, and kisses Nick's shoulder. "You really are the best, babe. Love you so much." Nick moans something unintelligible that sort of sounds like Boston's name. He has enough pictures for one night, and he can always get more tomorrow. So he retires the camera in favor of lube and pays his model very well for the session. The end. Thanks for listening.